Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet will stand within your gates, O Jerusalem." So I think this is a song that was later used by people who were making a pilgrimage, going up to Jerusalem to keep the feasts, and particularly the exiles when they were coming back from Babylon. And really, that's our life as well. We're on a journey to Jerusalem, because that's where we're going to meet Jesus. He's going to sit on the throne of David, which was in Jerusalem forever. And we will go and meet him there. And so we are on a journey towards Zion, towards Jerusalem. As he says, our feet will stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded like a city that is compact together, to where the tribes go up, the tribes of Yahweh, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. So the judgment is going to be at Jerusalem, and we will go up there. When the angel comes, and we're resurrected, or if we're still alive, when the angel comes, we're snatched away, that's where we'll go. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper that love you. So we pray for the time when Jerusalem will not be a city of contention and argument, as it is now between Jews and Arabs, Christians and Muslims, but when the peace of Jerusalem, that is, peace with God, is going to go out over all the world. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For my brothers and companions' sakes, I will now say, may peace be within you. Because of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good. So we're waiting for Jesus to come. We're waiting for the peace of Jerusalem to extend over all the earth.